You know, we've talked a lot about how the pandemic has changed how we do all kinds of things. Now we're finding out what's changed when it comes to having a baby. New data from the CDC says that more women are giving birth at home than before the pandemic.
Yeah, the overall numbers of births at home is still small. We're talking less than 2%, but there was a heavy increase from 2019 to 2020 and another major jump from 2020 to 2021. Jennifer Vanderlaan is a professor at the UNLV School of Nursing. She's also a trained midwife and has previously provided continuing education for midwives in sub-Saharan Africa and Central America. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. First of all, maybe what are the advantages or are there advantages to giving birth at home?
Well, thank you for letting me share this information with you. The advantages to giving birth at home really are for women who want to give birth in a setting that they find comfortable without any medication to control the pain. It's an option for women who want to maybe stay home with their children to be part of the birth or who want to have extended family there. And it's really actually a safe thing for most women who are low risk for delivery complications.
Did this upswing in women giving birth at home because or simultaneous to the onset of the pandemic, was that in part because what? Were women concerned about getting COVID going into a hospital setting and they thought it was just safer at home? Was that part of it?
I think that is part of it. We saw the first increases happen in April 2020. So part of what was happening in April 2020 was that hospitals were starting to be overrun with COVID. But the other piece was, in order to prevent the spread of COVID, hospitals initially restricted women from bringing somebody with them to provide support during the birth, which meant the husband or their mother or their doula couldn't come with them. And women fought that. The restrictions really seemed to only last for a couple of weeks, and hospitals let women bring their support person with them again. But we saw the increase throughout 2020 and 2021.
Of course, there were so many restrictions, so many mandates during the brunt of COVID-19. Many of them have been pulled back now. Is it fair to say, though, that women, their husbands, they're making the decision that, okay, yes, restrictions are being pulled back, but they still have concerns because we're talking about the birth of a child, still concerned about the risk of COVID in the delivery room?
I think so. There's not really another explanation for it. We do know that the increase didn't occur in every state, and so there are some of the changes that happened, some of this increase really is due to the fact that there were policies in place that allowed women to have access to home birth. I think there were 10 states where there wasn't an increase in 2020. And so some of it is that it was an option for women. In places where it wasn't an option, women didn't necessarily move into the home. And it really does seem to be due to concerns for COVID. We did have some small increases in home birth the last couple of years leading up to 2019, but this was a big jump.
Jennifer, I'm curious, have there been any good studies that compare the mortality rate of childbirth at home versus a hospital?
There's a lot of studies. It's a hard thing to measure using birth certificates, but there does seem to be a very small increase in neonatal deaths at home. But that isn't, again, it's one of those things where it looks like a large percent, but the number is incredibly small.
Jennifer, as a professional, as somebody who knows so much about this, best advice for you, for a woman, your husband, couple who are listening right now, maybe driving in their car, if they're considering having their child at home. Best advice?
Best advice is find a midwife who can help you determine if it is a safe and accessible option for you. Midwives are trained in this and can help you make a good decision.
Very quickly, how do you find one?
An actual easy way to do that is to go online. The American College of Nurse Midwives provides access to a list of midwives. Most women know how to Google something and find it. You can find practices that have midwives in your area and find some that give services either in a birth center or at home, can help women give birth outside of a hospital.
All right. Jennifer, thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Jennifer Vanderlaan. She's a professor at the UNLV School of Nursing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.